welcome to the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner, a yoga therapist, occupational therapist, and the owner of Focused Wellness Therapeutics. I provide one-on-one yoga therapy sessions, small group therapeutic yoga, and online education for yoga teachers that is rooted in science. For more information, check out my website, lauragyoga.com. Hi everyone, I'm Laura. Welcome to the final video segment in this series where we're talking about deep dive into yoga. This is the free ebook that I created that you can download on my website, Laura G Yoga. You're going to get it as soon as you sign up for my email newsletter. You're going to get it right to your inbox. In this last segment, I wanted to talk about an important topic that I actually started out writing a page that I wanted to add into this text, talking about some of the challenges that I've experienced in my yoga practice, and really the experience of coming to the realization that yoga is not perfect. There are some pretty glaring flaws and problems within the world of yoga, and that was a really difficult realization for me when that came to light. And I started out just kind of creating a one-page summary to help students that as you go deeper into your exploration of yoga, this might be something that you also experience. And I wanted it to be a bit of a word of caution that sometimes there are some very unhealthy, even abusive practices that go on in the structure of student-teacher relationships. And these are things that have gotten more and more press and attention lately. So hopefully more people are aware of that and looking out for that so that you don't fall into that trap. And that's really the purpose that I wanted to go for with writing this. And then I started to write and it kind of grew from one page to the next. And I figured that it was a little bit too much content to fit into deep dive into yoga. So I actually ended up pulling that over and making a separate ebook, which I'm still working on. It's not done. And it's like 50 something pages right now. So who knew I had so much to say on this topic. But really, over the 20 years that I have been studying yoga, there have been so many different ups and downs. And the landscape of yoga has changed so dramatically since I started practicing in the early 2000s to now it's 2023 as I'm filming this. So I really wanted to discuss some of those bigger challenges that are often ignored in the world of yoga. And I call that second book Light and Shadow in Yoga because it's about highlighting both. I've had such incredible benefit from practicing yoga. It has helped me so tremendously in multiple aspects of my life, my profession, just so incredibly helpful. But there have also been some things that have been less than healthy and less than helpful that I want students who are going deeper into the practice of yoga to have awareness of. So one of the topics that we're going to talk about in Light and Shadow in Yoga is this idea of like good vibes only. We're only talking about positive things. Everybody who does yoga is happy and calm all the time, and how that is absolutely not true. That I've already talked about in the prior videos, if you've seen that, that really a lot of us come to yoga as a way to manage anxiety, depression, PTSD. So many people come to yoga to help with mental health problems, especially in the modern post-COVID, post-pandemic era. A lot of people are reaching for something to help. And when we don't talk about some of the things that have happened in the past and probably still going on today in certain circles, things like cult dynamics and abuse by gurus and teachers, inappropriate conduct, or even just teaching things that are unhelpful, like good vibes only, right? So if you are coming into the spiritual realm and you think, okay, I practice yoga now, I'm never going to feel anger, I'm never going to feel sadness because I am a yogi, that is denying the human experience. That is denying the full range of human emotions and causes repression. And when you start repressing things like anger and sadness, there's going to be a whole other ripple effect of very unhealthy consequences. So we don't want to move yoga in that direction in the modern era. We want to have awareness of some of the mistakes and the pitfalls that have happened in the past. And we want to start to steer in a better direction. So this is all about bringing awareness to that process. And one of the central features in light and shadow in yoga is my talking about these kind of falling from grace periods that I experienced when things that I thought had been perfect and wonderful, and I started to discover some of the problems that were going on behind the scenes that were very often ignored or minimized. When I started to realize that, there were several times when I was like, I don't know if I want to practice yoga anymore. I don't want to be a part of this. And there was an evolution that had to happen in my relationship with yoga. And I look back at it as like a maturing process. It was the process of me figuring out like, okay, yoga is not perfect, even though I thought it was, and I was told that it was by many of my teachers. Yoga is perfect. It's the only thing you need in your life. And then I started to figure out on so many levels that just wasn't true. And I went through this period of figuring out, okay, am I going to walk away from yoga? Am I going to stop this practice altogether and go in a different direction? Or am I going to evolve and update my relationship with yoga and move into a more mature space where I recognize the flaws and some of the challenges, and I shine light on that, and I choose to create a practice for myself and for my students that takes that into account and moves us in a better direction in the future. So there are so many different topics that go into this process over my 2 decades of experience in yoga. There's been really a lot of ups and downs, a lot of changes and shifts. I am happy to say that now in the modern yoga realm, there are a lot more teachers who are willing to talk about injuries from yoga, things that their teachers have done that are unacceptable. All of the things that used to be taboo to talk about are now getting more attention so that people are aware of it. And we know, if we look at the yogic teachings, awareness is the first step. We have to shine the light on these things so that we know that they are happening. And that is my goal with this. As you go farther down the path of yoga, I feel like it would be remiss of me to help you to deepen your practice without also giving you awareness of some of these pitfalls to make sure that you're aware of so that you don't fall into them. All right, so here we're going to have a quote from me, and this is kind of how I sum up the evolution and the maturing of my relationship with the practice of yoga. And that was coming to this realization that yoga is not perfect, and that is okay. I love it anyway. So something to keep in mind when you're talking about all of these different things and you're reading about them, when you're ready, or when I finish writing Light and Shadow in Yoga, and then you can start to look into some of those experiences that I've been through and a lot of other yoga teachers and yoga students have been through. And then the last segment of this text, Deep Dive into Yoga, is a set of resources from me. If you would like to study further with me, you have a ton of information on my website, and these are live links. If you download the PDF, you can click on these directly in the document. My YouTube channel, my Instagram, the Yoga Focus podcast that I've been posting the companion audio to these videos. My book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and then my online courses. So I have several online courses about anatomy and yoga. I have a couple that I've put together on the modern practice of Kundalini yoga. I also offer one-on-one yoga therapy sessions through Zoom. And I do yoga therapist and yoga teacher mentoring to help people who are coming into the profession to get a good foothold and to kind of springboard their career forward. And then here, the last page just has a list of my online courses. And these are all on-demand courses, so you could go on right now and start working on these. Once you sign into the course, you keep your membership in that course forever. The content never expires, so you can always go back and look at it, which I feel like is a vital thing with anatomy. When we're talking about yoga anatomy, a lot of people need to hear it over and over before it really sinks in and kind of gels in your mind. So I find studying anatomy in that online context to be really, really helpful because you can go back as many times as you need to until it makes total sense. So you have the first series, Foundations in Yoga Anatomy. You have the Anatomy of Yoga, which is the yoga teacher training workshop. That's my full module that I teach within the 200-hour yoga teacher training for Yoga Alliance. And then you have my two Kundalini Yoga courses. The first one, Kundalini Yoga 101, is free. And then the second one, Kundalini 102, we learn more about the chanting and the breath work. And then I'm about to start working on Kundalini Yoga 103, which is going to be very practice-based. We're going to go deeper into a lot of the kriyas. So those are some options if you are looking to deepen your practice with me. If you are interested in classes and all of the other things that I offer, make sure you go over to my website, but most importantly, sign up for my email newsletter, and that's how you're going to stay up to date on all of the different things that I'm offering. And if you're interested in reading Light and Shadow in Yoga when I finish that, make sure you're on the email list and I will let you know as soon as that gets finished. Okay, thank you so much for being here. I hope this series has been helpful to you so that you have a little bit of a roadmap of how to go deeper into this incredibly huge topic that is yoga. And I hope that the things that you have learned are really going to support you in your day-to-day life. Okay, I'll see you in the next series. Bye. Thank you for being here on the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner. If you would like to stay connected to more yoga resources, you can follow me on Instagram at LauraGYoga. I have many YouTube videos at Laura Gellner, The Yoga Focus Method, and you can find links to my book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and all of my online courses at my website, lauragyoga.com. Thanks so much for being here.